Jackie Jackie, say nothing. Tiki T D N G, say you're from a Jackie Jackie Z. Say you're from a Jackie Jackie Z, listening.
Stretch, but if you can do that for me, I really appreciate it.
sir. How's your day been and what has it consisted of, sir?
Pretty typical day. We had, we had some cows here, so we fed the cows in the morning and took care of chickens and did some other chores around the house. I had run-ins in the store around lunchtime and I had a phone call I had to take to a meeting after that. A little bit of work at home on the computer and then it's now. So I'm just finishing up some work here on the computer. Heard you call. And I guess afterwards we'll get some dinner together.
So I didn't know. So you have cows. Do you raise them to make them food or do you just, goodness. Do you just have them for pets?
Sorry. I guess combination for food and we offer milk. For dairy products, so the calves that are a byproduct of that will either sell or slaughter for feed. So
you have a dairy farm. It wouldn't happen to be a happy cow farm, would it?
Yes, we're not a happy cow, but we've had their products. We realize the milk's pretty good. No, it's just for our family here. No, we're not selling anything. It's just for our own consumption.
Roger that. Well, that sounds like it'd do a really good cup of milk. I've always heard that the homemade stuff is the best of everything.
It definitely different to move over to the milk that we're growing here on the farm. It's definitely better than anything you can get in the store. It's pretty cool. Made gelato with some of it. It's kind of like an ice cream type thing. And that was great too. Is it a residential type stuff or it's commercial industrial type thing?
I didn't hear all of your last transmission. Could you repeat it, please?
Sure. Commercial or industrial type construction, KI4WFJ.
It's commercial, like because we do traffic control.
Okay. Very good. Cool.
So what got you into ham radio and what's your favorite thing that you like about it the most?
Let's see, I wandered into ham radio due to, I found CB radio, then realized CB radio wasn't what I wanted to do. I wanted more range, so got into the ham radio for HF radio primarily, to be able to talk long distances and I enjoy doing antennas, making antennas. Find that really interesting. I do Morse code on HF now.
Need to make a better word than that, boy.
Just kind of on HF. So if I get on, I don't have much time to. But when I do, it's usually for Morse code practice. But,
Alright, roger that. All right, I'm going to need a another favor. If you can increase your tower to possibly 100 watts or more, we need to phase out this QRM as much as possible. If you can increase the tower 100 watts or more, we need to try and phase out this moron on the radio.
I happen to have a 10-meter beam that I am not using right now and a truck to drive around in.
Hmm.
I'm thinking it might be time for some fun. KG4LSL, good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon, sir. If you can help us keep this conversation going, please.
I can the conversation going, and I think I said a 10-meter beam, but it's a 2-meter beam, 10 element. So, really good at finding signals that are unwanted.
Oh, yeah. Definitely want to find those unwanted signals. I know what you mean.
Would help out a lot more than a 10-meter beam in this case. KI-4WF2.
I'm on reverse, so he's probably in my area. Not really all that sure, but kind of sounds like a typical Seabeer to me. Oh, well. Gotta love it. KG4LSL. Hope everybody's staying dry. We had a little bit of a frog strangler come through here.
Thank you for that, sir. And you say that he's probably close to you. You can hear the QRM on reverse. What is your consonant QGHS right now? Are you nodal or are you in a fixed base station?
I'm fixed. Antenna up about 45 feet in the Centerville area.
I think what we need to do next is maybe try and meet on this radio every day until we experience this moron again. And we need to try and see if we can start getting mobile and tracking it. Because if we can get mobile and tracking while we're mobile, we may be able to find it. Don't worry.
Please,
when's a fun
time for a good
fox
hunt? KI-4WF2.
My tires will
do it.
I got a
nozzle rig. I got one over here in a box. Got an ST-100D sitting here in a box somewhere. Another 2-meter radio and this FTM-3100. So, I mean, it wouldn't be that difficult to put one in it. I just got to work out an antenna for it.
Roger that. All right, so I only have a Motorola Max Track. I don't have a reverse function capability. I need to get this radio off somebody else, and I need to get a decent dual band radio. I was talking to KD2DNG yesterday, and he said it had a 10-watt TM733 he did sell kits in it. But I hadn't gotten anything back in the email. He emailed me and I replied back, but he ain't ever said nothing back to me.
Well, if I'm making it over him, I can, I've got that 10 element beam. I can probably make some sort of a makeshift mount and just point it straight forward and just turn the truck to whatever direction it is, and there it is.
Come in, I steal him radio. Let's get him. That's all I gotta say. Let's get him. This is unacceptable. He has done this to too much, and I'm tired of it. I did not get my ham license to deal with this. And I'm thankful for you guys being here, but let's get to talking about something else. And, let's see if we can't phase out this idiot.
Been able to pass the ham test, so he didn't get his license. Hi. Oh, Lord.
Hey. Out of my phone, though.
So, yeah, he's probably so jealous. I mean, come on. I mean, you know, if you can't pass the ham test, I mean, there's something got to be wrong with you now. No offense to anyone who's taken it in the past, ways and failed, but still, I mean, come on. I mean, it takes a little studying, a little time, and a little work. You can't do that, you can't do ham.
You gotta love people like that. And I, back in my CB days, years and years ago, dealt with a bunch of bullies like that. And that's all they are, is just a bunch of bullies, have a miserable life, and want to try and make everybody else as miserable as possible. But that's them, not us.
Looks like this guy knows
subscribe to that. That is true. And I'm just going to be honest, I still like to use CB radio a lot too. I mean, there's advantages and fun things about both ham and CB. CB radio, you can kind of be a little bit more as yourself because you ain't going to worry about the FCC. Ham radio, you can be professional, still be yourself, and you can have tons more fun with it. Like CW and HF, I love HF. I'm studying for my general class right now, and let me tell you, Phil Day kind of inspired me to do that. I got to talk to so many people in so many different locations around the country. I had so much fun.
By the way, get your ass on 75 meter, boy.
Would you? He's not, he did doesn't with you.
Yeah, he's wanting to get on 75 meters. Name the frequency. I'm right here with it.
Yeah, me too. I'm listening. Get Dave's on here just a second. W4DJWKO4WWZ. KWKO4WWZ. For contact. Go ahead.
Multitasking here a little bit. Playing on the computer and looking around at some of the stuff that I've got here in the boxes, trying to get it all unpacked, and got a 6-meter antenna I need to get put up, and just all kinds of projects going on.
Basketball, Nick, Jack, and Willie, where you at? Go ahead.
I'm just curious, what's your favorite band to talk on when it comes to HF?
Right now, I'm really enjoying 17. I got an FTA contact to Kuwait, which I've been chasing for years. Was finally able to get that. And I enjoy 17. I love 10 when it's open. 40 and 80. I enjoy those for talking around to some of the groups of folks back home and what have you. So, I mean, I jump around a lot. I mainly stay on FT8 unless I'm rag-chewing with the guys from, you know, Georgia and Florida and that area.
I mainly on field day. I went out with the Lyric Amateur Radio Society, and I talk mainly on 40 meters, 20 meters, and 80 meters, and I enjoyed every single bit of it.
That bug on the blind me, I'm getting scared.
Scared all that when you have the cop cars behind you followed by a couple of hands.
All you got to do is send their information to the FCC, let them take care of it. You know, and they will. They're slow, but they'll take care of it. Best thing is just to ignore them because, you know, can't give them any recognition. But HF is a ton of fun. When I first got my general ticket, you know, I went in there and I was playing around on HF. I've made mistakes and went out of my band privileges once to W1AW, and when they brought it to my attention, I said, whoops, sorry, and I cleared the frequency very quickly. So, you know, the best thing to do is just not get nervous. Get out there and enjoy it.
Roger that, and I won't pay that guy no attention. I'm sorry, I just, I gotta keep us talking and try and keep him talking because we're trying to record these things. I don't know, maybe this one shouldn't be kept.
I'm making a mistake every once in a while. No, you can record anything you want. It's out of me. you know, it's all the truth, and I'll own up to it. I ain't worried about it. Chandler, I heard you're at the construction site. What kind of construction do you do?
I'm home now. I just pulled in the driveway and getting off the done hours. I was calling the right of South Carolina, and we do traffic control.
Traffic control. Yeah. Out there being a flagger. Back years ago, I used to escort oversized loads and had to take the flagging classes and all of that.
I understand. If I got to escort an oversized load, I would feel like the king of the world.
Checked up to be, I promise.
Imagine so. Hey, I'm sure, and I apologize, I can't remember your name.
Me, Juliet India, Mike Yankee. What got me into ham? One of my best friends down in the Atlanta area went over to his house one day, and we all talked on the CB radios, and he said, "You know what we're fixing to do?" I said, "What's that?" He said, "We're going to go get our ham licenses." I said, "Oh, we are." 2 weeks later, we went and took the test, got our ham licenses, and the rest is history.
I don't know exactly when this took place, but from what I've learned from older hams, that the test was not as easy as it is now back in the day.
No, it was, this was back in 2000, the test wasn't, the technician test wasn't bad. The general test was a little bit more intimidating, and then you had the CW test as well. And so, yeah, I had to pass that to upgrade to my general.
CW interests me a lot. It really does. And that's probably one of the main things I'm going to start trying to run after I get my general.
Hey, that's more that you got to see him listening.
Do you have the dates and the times that the interference has been happening?
There's a huge list of recordings and times and dates on the brars.cc website. I'm going to go ahead and give you today's date, which is July 13th. I'm going to say it started around 4:30, and it's 5:30 now. So that would probably be, I think, in 1800 to 1900 hours.
Do me a favor and email me that, and I'm working on the FCC complaint now. KG4LSL.
Roger that. Thank you for the list. Did you email me yet? Well, no, my email's not on. Jules said that it's my call sign, ko4wwz@gmail.com. And if you want to go ahead and email me, I'll email you the response back. Also, had to jump on the Echo Link for a minute. I'm about to leave the house and get back on the mobile, because I'm heading to meet a friend to look at a truck he's got. Other than that, I'll be back shortly.
Okay, just, you can look up my call sign and on QRZ and send me an email and get me a link to, or type down the dates and times and, you know, what frequencies you were on when this is happening, and I will pass that all that information on to the FCC as well.
Roger that, and I'd like to do the same thing on my end. I don't know how log a complaint with them that I will see what I can do. Also, do you know how I can get a printed copy of my ham radio license? I need one.
LV, Alpha Foxtrot 4 Lima Victor, Belton, South Carolina. Listening.
This is KO4WWZ, Chandler in Eastern.
Sir, the name is Mark here, and I'm in Belton. And could you give me your call again? And thanks for coming back. Over.
This is Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Zulu.
For Whiskey Zulu, you are full quieting into the repeater and excellent signal from Easley. Trevor, how is my signal? This is AF4LV, over.
4LV, you have a little bit of noise in the background, but other than that, you are fully audible. I would say control to be about 5 to 6, and you are very, very well understood.
Thank you. Roger, roger. You also are 2-5. Thanks for that comment on the noise. I'm actually using a mobile antenna with a very small ground plane, and it's only up about 5 feet, so I guess I should be thankful down here in Belton land, between Belton and Honeypath, to be getting out at all. So thanks for the report. AF4LV, over.
No problem, you're very welcome. All right, well, I'm about to head to TR. If you want to join the conversation, get out of here. If I don't respond immediately, just know that I am driving. So
very good, Trevor. KO4, WWZ, and I'll say 73 to you, and I believe we have K question mark 4, London, Sierra, London. This is Alpha Foxtrot 4, Lima Victor, over.
LV from Kilo Golf 4, Lima, Sierra Lima, or as a silent key friend of mine used to say, King George's 4th Long Shiny Limousine. Mark, I just wanted to jump in here. You were asking about your signal. I actually was able to pick you up on reverse here in Anderson, Centerville area. So just thought I'd jump in there and share that. KG4LSL.
KG4LSL. Very fine, sir. Thank you very much. And your voice sounds very familiar to me. And explain to me, excuse the ignorance, but what do you mean by saying that you picked me up in reverse? This is AF4LV, over.
Comment, KO4WWZ.
Go ahead, channel.
What do you mean by picking you up on reverse?
Yeah, I'm picking you up on reverse. I go to the revert, the input frequency of the repeater, which is, you know, the simplex input frequency of the repeater, and I was able to hear you about 2 bars. I'm on a FTM 3100. I was able to hear you 2-bar simplex in Centerville.
Wow, I am really impressed. I am very impressed. I have not done any simplex operating in quite some time, and I don't know, maybe it's, I just don't feel like I have the antenna to warrant much much distance or strength of signal. So thanks very much. I appreciate it. KG4LSL, and could you tell me your name, please? This is AF4LV, over, and the name is Mark. Over.
Here is Jimmy, Juliet, India, Mike, Yankee. And I'm kind of new to the Anderson, South Carolina, well, the whole state, really. Kind of new to it, moved here just a few months ago, so just now getting the radios all set up, haven't even gotten them all unpacked.
Roger, roger, Jimmy. You have a terrific signal, full quieting, and welcome to Anderson County and the city of Anderson and to South Carolina generally if you move from out of state. We just moved to the Belton Honeypath area about a little over a year and a half ago, and we love it out here in the country. I'm originally from Michigan and my wife from Jamaica, so we're loving it here. So really nice to meet you, and I hope we are able to have further contacts down the line, and I hope that if you are interested and haven't jumped into the net meeting every night at 9 o'clock on 146 610 receive and 146 010 standard offset. There's a repeater on Caesar's Head, and the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society has a nightly net at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. So back to you, KG4LSL, AF4LV.
I've joined, I've talked in it a couple of times, just quick check-ins. But, yeah, definitely. And love the state, and it's just, we're having a blast. And, well, you can definitely be finding me on the law because I'm, this is about what I do all day is play on the radios. Let me back out of here real quick. Got a phone call, and we'll be back with you soon. KG4LSL.
All right, 73, Jimmy, and hope to talk to you soon. KG4LSL, AF4LV, and I'll be standing by.
Is that LK?
Okay, AF4LV. Hey, Shane. Appreciate your coming back. I'm told I've got a little bit of noise on the signal, but not too bad. So how are you copying me? Over.
A little
little bit of noise, but it's still better than it was before you put that little ground plane under there. But I just want to let you know, I was, when you were talking to Jimmy there, I was at 86 and Highway, well, close to Highway 20 in Piedmont there, and I was picking you up also on the input frequency. Now I'm mobile, so my antenna's not up as high, and I was going up and down, so it would get scratchy, but at times I could copy you perfectly.
Comment. Go ahead, comment, this is AF4LV.
AF4LV, this is KF4WWC again. I think what we were figuring finding out about the input frequency here and being able to hear you on reverse is that I think it has a lot to do with the current conditions in the atmosphere, meaning that normally what would not be a strong signal bouncing off the reverse is a strong signal bouncing off the reverse, if you know what I mean.
Trevor, I really appreciate that explanation. It makes perfect sense. It makes perfect sense, and I thanks for helping me visualize that. And so I appreciate your coming back in with that explanation, and thanks again. And back to you, Shane, and I do appreciate your experiment listening for me on Simplex. I'll have to try that. I've got to get a little more familiar with this radio because I've got this, I've got it kind of plug and play where I just push the button and I have the standard offset for the Caesar's Head repeater. I need to set up a Simplex option so I can test out the Simplex on close contacts so we don't tie up the repeater. I like that idea very, very well. Anyway, fellas, I'm going to back out of here soon, and 73 to all of you. And Shane, thanks for coming back. I'll keep working to get a quieter signal. Meanwhile, all the best to you and your wife and family, and take care. This is AF4LV in Belton. The name is Mark, and I will be clear.
Three, good to hear you again. And good timing. I'm pulling into my next trailer or pickup here. Chandler, have a good day, and I'll talk to you later also. AF4WWZ and N4ZLK. I mean, excuse me, AF4LV. This is N4ZLK. Clear.
All right, Shane, 73, I was going to ask you to go down to 446520. I was actually listening to that last bit of the transmissions, and I was actually kind of curious as to see if we could hear each other on Simplex.
What did you say, Chandler?
446520.
You hit the reverse button real quickly, and you're not coming in strong enough to do that, and I'm going down in a hole as well. And I got to make this pickup, so I can't do it at the moment. We'll talk to you later. N4ZLK.
All right, 73. This is KO4WWZ. Listening for any station. I say again, any station that would like to have a pizza.
KO4EEE. Mobile and Powdersville.
Good evening, sir. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Zulu.
Good day.
Doing all right. It has been a complete and total bad day. There are some points in there that could have been a little better, but I'm thankful to be alive anyway.
Out for the day. A bunch of locates and smoke tests this morning.
Say smoke test?
Smoke test. It's like a lawnmower with a fan blade on it. You lay it over top of a manhole. We open the manhole and put it over top of it, and it's got a device that injects like a mineral oil into the system and causes a fog. That forces its way down into the sewer system, and it detects leaks.
That's really interesting. Now, what was the other thing you said you did?
Kate's for the city of Greenville, part of my job in wastewater.
You mean like USIC?
Kinda. Same lines, but we just compare maps and connect the dots between sewer from manhole to manhole.
That sounds pretty interesting. I heard that you guys make pretty decent money, too.
time to time, that's debatable. There are some benefits, so I guess you could call that making a little bit extra.
Well, I work for a company called Ripe. We do flagging and traffic control, so if you ever see a Ripe down the road, it might be me.
As out and about in various sites.
Most of this week, I've been on Rugger Mountain Road with Miller Pipeline.
Entertaining?
Yeah, Rugger Mountain Road gets really dizzy.
For mountain. Yeah, that's an interesting little spot there. I'm wondering if they're widening traffic there or what.
We don't, we're not flagging that. We're off to the side on the shoulder, and we're just making sure that no one comes in the area that we shut down for the shoulder. Because if they come into that area, let's just say a few hundred construction guys would not be having a good day.
Done some traffic control. Certified to at least.
We're always hiring.
Important to me to flag, so to speak.
It does get kind of boring, I'll be honest with you. It does. What really stinks is that, you know, you're out there flagging and you gotta hold that stop sign for 2 to 3 hours sometimes at a time. Sitting it back and forth, stop, slow, stop, slow. And then you're always going to have the people that just want to be smart alecks and run your stop signs for no good reason other than they just want to see what you'll do.
Paying one person for running my stop arm. I have been known to walk out in the middle of the street like it's Moses' cane to make traffic stop. I hate to say 7-3s, but I had to take my little to the doctor, and we've just arrived, so 7-3s, this is KO4EEE, I'll be clear on your final.
I understand, I hope to talk to you again sometime soon. This is KO4WWZ, saying 73s to you, sir, KO4EEE, and I hope you have a blessed rest of your day, and I hope you only get good news from the doctor.
I'm still on the phone. I just wanted to just let you know I've already filed the complaint at the FCC. So it was very easy. If you've got some recording and some files on it, that may get it seen faster. KG4LSL.
Thank you, sir. KO4WWZ, listening. For any station, I say again, any station, if you'd like to have a view, sir.